Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it. And I don't know when it's gonna
be. Come on, come on.
Once again, we count that as a blessing in the name of Jesus, that he will allow us to come together. Love that song, Victory. Talks about, I don't know how, I don't know when, God's going to do it. I love those songs of faith, encouraging Christians as they go through this obstacle course that we call life. We have triumph, we have victory. We have trials, we have tribulation, we have the fire that we're put in. Oh, hallelujah, that we may cleanse us and purge us. Truly, it is a blessing for God to be our strength and our help, and that gives us mercy and that gives us grace to go through. We thank him for each and every victory that he's brought us through. thank him for each and every trial that he has allowed us to experience, that we may experience him even more so, to know that he is more real and he changes not, for he is the same today, today and forevermore. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that this morning God is still healing. He's still healing. He's in the blessing business. Oh, hallelujah. Whether it's you need a healing in your body or in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your heart needs healing, oh, he's able. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever you need, it's in him. But truly, we thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him for his blessing. Praise the Lord. Just for a moment, praise the Lord. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Speaking of, as the multitude, as they would follow Christ, he heals a leper in this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we follow Christ, listen, our spirits are healed as we follow him, as we worship him, as we adore him, as we go through this life. He will be a blessing to us and to our seed, to the generation after us, if we teach them Christ. Hallelujah. If we continue to renew this mind that was also in Christ Jesus, our bodies become a new creature in him. Praise God. Before we get started, if there's someone have some on their heart this morning, we here. Someone need a prayer. Hallelujah. Need to hear from God. I just want to tell God about it. We here. I just want to say thank you, God, for another day. We here. You can push the one button. Praise the Lord. If you want prayer in advance, we here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Good morning. First, I'm going to thank God again for allowing us to be here because, Reverend Hammond, over the weekend I lost another uncle, so I need prayer for my family.
Yes, sir.
My mama, baby brother, you know, like I say, just pray for my family. Just pray for me. But thank God for allowing us to be here because it could have been me. Could have been you. Could have been any of us. But he allowed us to stay one more day.
Thank you, Lord. One more time, he allowed us to come together. We gathered as truly a blessing. We know only God has the power. Hallelujah. He has life in the palm of his hand. And we thank him. We're going to keep that family up in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we're going to ask God to strengthen and comfort in this time of bereavement. Praise the Lord, as the loss of a loved one. Yes, Father, as we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanking you, Father God, for blessing us to see this day. We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts for your goodness and for your mercy. In such at a time like this, Father God, even though we just got the news and heard of passing of a loved one, Father, we ask what your comfort, hallelujah, as you would send the Holy Spirit to comfort the bereaved in heart, the broken in heart, and even to regulate the mind with understanding. Some may ask questions of why, Father God, but we know you have all the answers, Father God, but we ask strength for this family. In the name of Jesus, the family that you allowed us to come in contact with, Father God, we ask that you hold them and give them comfort in this hour. Give them strength, even, Father God. Help them in all their special needs at this appointed time, we ask. In the name of Jesus, Father God, but let them know that you still love them and you still care. Hallelujah. And you're still able, even in a time like this. But, Father God, we want to tell you thank you for the life of this loved one, the legacy, what you allowed them to be. Hallelujah. We thank you for your allowance. In Jesus' name, we ask you consecrate our mind, our hearts, and our spirit to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. And we'll be ever mindful to give your name the glory and honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Truly, truly we thank God. Hallelujah. Keep that family in prayer, Brother Matty. We're praying and we love you. God bless you. We ask God to continue strength. Hallelujah. And for Christ, hallelujah, is able even now. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, the first verse says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You know one thing I love about it, when we go to God, we must first believe that he can do that we are asking, and we must have a made-up mind, and we must have faith. These are things that are necessity when we go to God, mean what we say and say what we mean and have the faith that will endure, hallelujah, as we wait on the answer from God, as we wait on that thing that we're asking to be unfolded. And Jesus' hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Hallelujah. Faith is an awesome thing. Hallelujah. We realize that faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. And how better to hear the word of God than God himself. Jesus spoke here. He said, I will be thou clean. But before he spoke that, saying, I will be thou clean, the leper said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Hey, hallelujah. It's over in this Matthew, the 8th chapter, and that second verse, which also bag up that scripture that says that we, when we come to God, we must first believe. Hallelujah. And we must know that we believe that who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This leper must have heard, hallelujah, that Jesus was nearby. He must have heard, hallelujah, things that Jesus have done. The word must have been went through the land for him to go to the Lord and say, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And, you know, we can say that to the Lord. We don't have to have leprosy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can desire for a clean heart. Lord, if thou wilt, can you touch my heart? Hard to make secret, because if God touches that heart, hallelujah, you don't have to worry about individual anymore, because the heart will cause them to do the things that they need to do for the Lord. The heart will cause you to pray in the midst of trial and tribulation, and when you're hurting, Brother Nutty, and when you have loss of a loved one, though you're hurting in your heart, but your heart will cause you to ask for strength from the someone that is able, regardless of the situation, to give strength that is able to touch the heart, that is able to just speak in the midst of a storm, and peace will have to be still. In other words, even the weather have to obey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hear this leper. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus said unto him, see thou that no man, see thy tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest and offering the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Hallelujah. In other words, he went for him to go to the priest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To show for the priest could just see something that they had to go through. Hallelujah. So that they could verify of the cleansing of the leprosy. Oh, praise God. Praise God. And we thank for, you know, that there's a protocol, and there's an order that's set up. God is an orderly God. Hallelujah. He even if no one else abides by his word, he will abide by his word. He will honor his word. Thank you, Jesus. So then tell no man. In other words, go forth, show to the priest first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. When Jesus was entered to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. There's another illustration here of faith. Hallelujah. For I am a man that under authority and having soldiers under me, and I say unto this man, go. And I goeth, and to another cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, saying unto them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, faith we must realize how important, praise God, how important faith is, how important faith is, and how important that we must move by this faith, that we would be pleasing unto God. How beautiful it would be if every step that you step, if every move that you ask God about it, that you pray about it, that you was real selective in your selection, move and truly moved by faith. This faith, we have faith in God, trust in God, that this is an honorable thing to do, and he is a rewarder. I love it that the verse still just sticks in my mind. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you're seeking him, you're setting yourself up for blessings. If you're seeking him, you're setting yourself up for spiritual growth. If you're seeking him, seeking him. Look at these illustrations here of even the leper and even of the centurion asking of the Lord and told him he wasn't worthy. And it just shows act of humility. I'm not worthy. When we go before the Lord and we feeling that we're so unworthy, oh, hallelujah. We feel like we're so unworthy. And this touches the God, because we're coming to him in humble adoration and holy submit. When we submit ourselves unto him, then we open ourselves up to be blessed, for our prayers to be answered. But if we go to him haughty and lifted, then he's not going to hear none of that. But if you go before him, hallelujah, knowing that you're not worthy, hallelujah, if you go before him knowing that, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hoping, knowing and hoping, hallelujah. Go before him, know that he is a rewarder if you're seeking him. Going before, hoping that he will hear your prayer. Hallelujah. You set yourself up for a blessing. Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children's kingdom shall be cast out into out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self-same hour. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He was healed in the self-same hour. And so if the prayer that you're asking of God, hallelujah, when you have faith, hallelujah, and perhaps in the self-same hour, when you, I like to say it, when you believe it, then you shall receive it. When you accept the truth, and we just was told you about the faith coming by hearing. When you hear it and accept that you hear, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, then it is born, truly born within you. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saved his, and he saw his wife's mother lay and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Do you need a touch from the Lord? Even in this sin sick body, you need a touch from the Lord. Do you need him to touch your mind, hallelujah, and your heart, that you may think the way you should think, hallelujah, and you should love the way that you should love? Praise the Lord. Only the Master is able, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he has different mouthpieces that he uses to speak with his children, to encourage his children, to talk to his children, to remind his children. Oh, hallelujah. But when you should worry is when God stops talking. Oh, praise the Lord. But allow him to continue to talk to you, to speak to you. Be glad that when he speaks, hallelujah, that you would run, hallelujah. And if he have correction for you, be glad that he's a warning. You're giving you warning, hallelujah, that you may fix that. That you may fix that, that he's asking you to fix, that he's warning you to fix, that he's telling you to fix. He speaks to us through dreams, through visions, through loved ones, through a stranger. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Praise the Lord, strangers. Hallelujah. Because many have entertained angels unaware. God has many representatives, oh, hallelujah, that sends out, hallelujah, to show you love, to try to give you guidance, to help you along your way, hallelujah. But these people were coming for healing, hallelujah, healing. And that's a good place to go, hallelujah. For the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, that shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Don't let the Lord cast you. Now, don't you be one of them that has been in the house and now have to be kicked out of the house. But hallelujah, I like how the elders used to say, while the blood is yet running warm in the vein. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While the spirit is on my heart, hallelujah, I will pray. Well, when God puts something on your mind, do something about it. Do something about it. These took advantages. They took advantages when they knew that the Master was near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The multitude, they followed. and the leper was healed, and the centurion, the servant, was healed, and even, hallelujah, it was pure of Peter's wife's mother. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But while Jesus can yet be found, are we doing something while he is yet found? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While he is near, are we taking advantage of it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure we take advantage of Jesus while he's yet found. I just had a little short lesson for you. That's all I have. We thank God for you. But I just wanted to get over to you. Are we taking advantage of Jesus while he's yet found? Are we taking advantage of it while he's yet healing? Are we taking advantage of it while he's still delivering us from sin? Are we taking advantage of it when he gives us these whispers, when he allows messages to be brought forth? Are they going in one ear or out the other? Are we getting our business straight? Hallelujah. That we may meet him, that we may stand before him. Do we realize that he's coming back? Hallelujah. Do we realize that it's coming? Are we living our lives as a tale that is told? Hallelujah. But are we trying to get right, church, so we can go home? Realize that this earth is not a home where we're just pilgrims passing through. You heard Brother Nutty tell us of lost an uncle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is still coming. He's coming. He's still on his way back. Even if he gets us one by one, he's still coming. Hallelujah. He's still coming. Praise God. God bless you. You open, Brother D.
Amen. 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 First giving unto God, who's the head, author, and finisher. I just want to tell God thank you once more again for allowing us to come here and be fed. My brother says a short lesson, but I found a long, long time ago that two words has so much of a meaning. Jesus wept. So
yes,
it don't have to be long to get to the point. And I like to tell you all the time, it should be something said that you should catch hold to and run with it. And my brother says something in his closing. He says, you shouldn't be worried about the answer. You should be worried when he's not talking.
Mm-hmm.
You should be worried when Jesus will answer. That should be your worry. There was a period of time the Bible says he shut up for 400 years. He wouldn't say a word, would he? They didn't fare well, did they? So you really shouldn't worry when Jesus answering you. He may not answer the way you want him to, but as long as he's answering from here, I know he's listening.
Yeah.
Song said, "Came
yes,
Jesus,
sir.
He's listening." And as long as he's listening and answering, I know he's hearing my prayer. So maybe I didn't get what I wanted to get, or maybe I didn't get it the way I wanted, but he's hearing me. My problem is going to be, as my brother just told you, when he's not answering, when he's not hearing. I heard a preacher say a long, long time ago, he said, I don't worry myself with the whoopings that he give me. I worry if he take his hands off me. I'd rather for him to whoop me than to take his hands off of me. If his hands is on me, I know you're feeling me. I know you hear me. In the name of Jesus. But I heard that, and I said, you know what? That rests well with me there. That really did. Worry when God don't answer. That's when you need to be worried. You know somewhere along the line something you're not doing right. I'm not walking the walk of faith. I'm not doing something for the Lord not to answer me. The Bible has instructed me and he won't hear a sinner's prayer. So I must be doing something in the line of a sinner if God not answering my prayers and won't hear me. But when he hear me and give me an answer, whether I like it or not, he heard me. He heard me.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you for the word, my brother. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the food.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, brothers. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. You know, I was just thinking about how, I heard you talk about Brother Nutty. You know, I heard about, because he called me that day, he called me. When his uncle had passed, I just think about how life is so we talk about it, man, and we talk about it. And we had one of our deacons, Brother Nutter. You know, they found him cutting the yard Friday. You know, he had a heart attack.
You know,
just so happened one of the other deacons came by, you know, and just to go see, you know, and see how he was doing. And he was there. He had a heart attack, man, you know. Life can be so, I mean, it's like a vapor, man, you know. You could be here right today, and you can leave today. You know, he's been doing this stuff for years, cutting the church yard. He's 80 years old. You know, he wants to do something for the church. You know, he just wants to all the young folks coming in now. He got young deacons. He still want to be used in the church over the usher. You know, but there's another. Just like we was talking. You know, man, people don't know how close we are to death. Until it happened. You know what I mean?
Until it
happened. We are we got our life planned out. Some of us got our life planned out so well, man. It is planned out so well. And I'm not saying we might not get to achieve some of the things we plan our life out to. But I'm going to tell you this here. We are living in a time that we don't live. We don't know that when it's going to leave. We don't even know if tomorrow is going to be tomorrow or the next hour will be the next hour. I want to say this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, you know, you get an answer from the Lord. And when you get an answer from the Lord, you know, see one
well,
time I hear y'all talking about, I hear y'all saying, you know, you don't want God not to hear your prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the prayers,
yeah.
Watch this, you don't want God to hear. Mm.
Yeah.
You know who God is. Some of them be so foul, man. You know? But I want to tell you this, man. We pray right now for the Russ family. We pray for one. I'm not saying going through, but we want to lift him up because that's our brother. You know what I'm saying? We want to pray. When I say the Russ family, I'm talking about his entire family, you know, on both sides. How about that?
Yeah.
I just want to thank God for introducing us to the young man, you know what I'm talking about? And we talked, and I called him that day with my uncle on there. We get to laugh, and him and Flock was on there. They got to laugh at me the other day. and what I do, I left him on the phone. They will talk to themselves. Anyway, I get this news about my deacon, man. One of our deacons at the church, man, that was pretty tough. I was just thinking about he's in critical condition right now. You know what I'm talking about? They can't even do what they want to do to him because his heart, like, is not even able to take an operation right now. You know what I'm talking about? So we say this here, be in prayer. One another, you know what I'm talking about? We don't know what.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes people don't never hit the one button, rather. Sometimes people don't even come on, you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you never know what people are going through. But this don't come on only. Watch this here, Reverend. I might be blackballed with us. This don't come only when you what? When everything is going honky donkey. You know what I'm talking about? But when it gets really bad, Brother D, they have to get Brother D to call, pray for him. I hear him. Brother D don't talk to me. But I said this with love, though. I'm saying this with love. The time is getting real close, man. I don't know the circumstances. We don't know. We can speculate a lot of things. But one thing I do know, God is not, he's not marked. He reigns on the jump. I don't care how many scriptures you get. I don't care how many you can
read.
I don't care how much you've been going to church. It's not going to zip you from leaving this earth. It's not.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it's going to get you closer there. It could get you there quicker if you really with him. I know, right about it. So well, let me say this, then I'm going to shut my little mouth. The Reverend said he did a little short sermon there. But I started thinking, like Brother D said, sometimes just a few words, man. Jesus was in the bottom of the boat,
sleeping.
They're sleeping. You kidding? We passed.
Gave him five words.
He told him, you a little faith. I might want to leave it alone. But Jesus said, be still. That's the best thing
ever
to preach.
That's it.
And we've been preaching that thing over 2,000 years. Peace. Be still. That's what we're telling you. Be still. And watch the salvation of God. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to cry. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to hurt. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Soon, you said some while ago, soon, in the by and by, you will understand.
Yeah.
You might not understand now. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody left this earth, they've done way better than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing. On time, that's bad when you don't know God.
When you don't know God, before you leave.
Reverend Henry, you hear? I hear a lot of people I know, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they say, come get me Jesus. I heard him say, I'm ready to go. You be surprised what you mean. Somebody said you think they repented before they died. I don't know what they did, but what I do know, God got the answers to everything. We can't preach nobody. We can't preach nobody because I can tell one more story. I'm gonna leave you alone, brother D. It was three men hanging on the cross one day. One was in the middle of two thieves, and one of the thieves asked and said, you be the Christ, come down and save you, yourself and us.
You save us too. Take us down.
What the other man said, he said,
we deserve it.
Did he get baptized? Help me, Holy Spirit. Nowhere in the written word you can find out that he even know God, but boy, he must have knew God. Because he said
he knew
that he was the Son of Man. Just with your faith. You're gonna be surprised, bro. You're gonna be very surprised when you're gonna be in heaven. only thing can stop you from getting in heaven if you don't get the chance to repent from it. But we don't know what these people be doing when they had their last minute thoughts. But I pray to God. We know God. I pray that you know God. that you know that you sent His Son down here. I pray that you know and have a relationship with God.
God
gonna recall this day. He gonna recall this day.
Yes,
this day right here. He gonna recall that you was on God's plan. You even might get tested here the ministry later on. And what did you say when you had a chance?
Mm-hmm.
May God bless you. And keep you. Let's keep them families in prayer. Let's keep them in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what, Ramirez? You said something there. You said we are close to death. Death could come. And I like to tell people, there's a passage of scripture for everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a passage of scripture. Romero just told you all that death could come the same day that you wake up and you could die right then and not wake up.
So,
there's a passage of scripture for it. Remember, there's a passage of scripture for it. He said, thou fool. This day. You know, and when he said that to him, that young man, he had made a statement before that was said to him, didn't he? He said, I have so much. I think I eat, drink and be merry. God was nowhere on his throne in his mind, was it? God was nowhere near his mind. He's about food. He's about food. He can come right now. I tell you something else, my brother, that I tell people. I used to have a habit of doing it, but I had to get out of it. And that is, did you have a chance to get right with God? Oh, you had a chance. You chose not to. Now, he'd scare you, but he'd give you the truth. You had an opportunity to get right with God. You chose not to. I'm so glad that I found out a long, long time ago not to wait till I get on my deathbed to try to get right with God.
Yes.
You know, I'm dumb enough to know that I sin a long way. I'm dumb enough to know that I fall short. But I remember a friend told me, I love that man, like he was my own brother, own father. He said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. You have made a powerful statement when you could say, I got my business fixed. You said something, sister and brother. When you can know that you know your business is fixed with the master. Amen. Brother,
you got to
get out of here.
I'm on. You good, because I'm about to get out here, too. But we're going to pray before you. But I want to extend that with you again, that we want to pray for all the people, man. We just right now, I'm not saying that no one else that have lost no one. I'm not saying no one, a loved one might be even sick enough to probably go leave right now. But we want to pray for the family that I asked, you know. I know you probably already lift them up. If I'm mistaken, let me know.
Yeah. We pray. We pray a lot.
Now, if you are afraid, you know how I feel about you. You are afraid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Brother Nutty announced it, when we opened up, we pray right then. Praise the Lord.
10-4
We continue.
May God bless. May God bless it. May God keep him. Is our prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think about that, Reverend, just how God is really moving in that situation we call death, man. It's gonna come, man. It's gonna come. We can't even, I don't care how good you are, you know, how bad you are, it's coming. It's coming. I don't care how long you've been here, it's coming. You know, it's coming 99 to 6 months, maybe one day. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
It's all in God's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I love it how we, as Christians, God blesses us to die daily. What you mean, Rev? We die to that old man daily. When we die to that old man daily, it gets us confident and strength that we don't have to worry about when that physical death comes. But we've been practicing on putting off that old man. Thank you, Jesus. And it blesses us, give that blessed assurance that everything will be all right. Praise the Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. And Martha sends in a sowing of seed. The seed we sow can produce the fruit of eternal life. And that's it. Praise the Lord. The seed we sow, these things that we tell you, we try to put those seeds out there that they may go and plant in someone's heart. Hallelujah. And they may give nourishment to it, and it may grow, and they may see it manifest in their life. That they, too, that as they try to please God daily, they don't have to worry about the physical death. Oh, praise the Lord. For seed has been planted, and the gift and nurture that has been planted within you, God will give you strength and comfort, even when you have to bear loss of the loved one. Oh, hallelujah. He'll give you strength. Hallelujah. In such a time like this, as our brothers say, praise the Lord, in such a time like this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for yet this opportunity that you've given unto us, that we may come and assemble ourselves together. Thank you for the message and the messenger and all that played a part to make this worship service, this time we set aside for you to be all that you would have it to be. Father God, you know, hallelujah, our special needs, and you know, Father God, that how you call loved ones home, Father. We ask continue again. We ask strength for that family, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless Brother Nutty. Thank you for his strength. Increase his strength. Bless Aunt Margaret. Thank you for the things you've done. Continue to touch her body. Give her strength. Oh, Father, ease that troubled mind to be, Father God, to give strength. We ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the entire God's plan family. Keep us, strengthen us all, protect us as we go, as we travel, Father God. Be our protection. Hallelujah. Bless us to make it to our destination safely and return us back unto, hallelujah, our loved ones safely in the name of Jesus. Just, Lord, we love you and we thank you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord God, our strength and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Oh, Lord God.
Story, how I made it. just ain't.